Turn to Proverbs 20, verse 7. When y'all doing that, let me explain something to you here real quick. Fathers, this little, I call it a doo-wacky, that you got in your that you got in your bag, that's to remove a hook. So if your wife gives you permission, sometimes get your hook out of your mouth, and then she'll put it right back in for you. So now, anyway, that's a fish remover hook. Kind of red's my favorite color too. Anyway, y'all turn into scripture. Proverbs 20, verse 7. We might be in Jeremiah here in a minute. I don't know. I'm gonna see how well versed you are in scripture on something here. You got a trivia question. Which Bible character had no parents? Think about that just a second. Joshua. He said, because he's the son of Nun. Anywho, we're moving right along today. Look at your bulletins. And so you can always make a sermon just what we have here. Jeremiah at the front, Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Today is Father's Day, and we are going to talk about fathers, the role of a father, and we get into that, but it starts with trusting in the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts the Lord. And on the inside, where it says Happy Father's Day, a father's love is the first glimpse a child gets of how God sees them. Unconditional, protective, and forever. Okay? Fathers, you are tasked with an important responsibility. Amen. And we'll get into that. As Proverbs 20, verse 7 tells us, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Yeah. It starts with you. Okay? You got to be of integrity and be righteous with the Lord. And then your kids, you need to model all that to see what your kid, to have your kids blessed. I'll get it out in a minute. Okay? That does not mean, let me tell you what it does not mean. That don't mean you're not going to make a mistake on raising your kids. That don't mean you're going to be perfect all the time. Don't mean you're not going to stump your toe and say a word or something. I'm just, okay? But what it does mean is, over your lifetime and raising your kids, majority of the time, they see you righteous with the Lord. Amen. Okay? And this can be a touchy subject for some people. I got that. Not everybody has a father or a father figure in their life. Okay? Not everybody on the other side of that. Some of y'all, I say y'all as not just in here, people we're talking to. Maybe you're not the father that you should be. And we're going to touch on that, what that looks like, okay? Not only fathers, grandfathers, spiritual fathers, mentors, and every man who has stood in the gap of a family, okay? Maybe there wasn't a father, just like a Jennifer talking about the boy that lost his dad early. He didn't have that earthly father figure. But I'm willing to bet, I don't know the whole story. He found the Lord as a young man. Somewhere along the way, somebody stepped in. Amen. In his life and pointed him in that direction somehow, some way. I don't know what the story is. But you never know, just because it's not your biological kid doesn't mean you can't step up as a man, step up to the plate and reach out right to other people that don't have that earthly father. You know, our world has broken leadership, absent fathers, and confused priorities. But God still calls man to stand strong in faith and lead their families with courage and humility. Amen. God still calls you to do that.
Amen.
Okay. Remember, a godly father is not perfect, but he is present. He's not flawless, but faithful.
Amen.
Not always strong, but dependent on God.
Amen.
You see the common theme here?
Oh, yeah.
It starts with putting your trust in the Lord.
Amen.
That's the foundation of being a father that we should be. Men, or you young guys that don't have children, one of these days you will. I don't care what the circumstance you have in your relationship with your father, or the lack of, or the relationship you have with your children's, or the lack of, you can fix it. You can get started today. You can get that fixed. You can head in that direction and take care of that. Don't let circumstances dictate your relationship with the Lord. You take control of it. Give it to God. Whatever your situation is, you can fix it. He'll fix it through you. And I'll talk about the qualities of a good father here in a second. We kind of do go down through it. There's three qualities of a godly father. Notice I didn't say a good father. I said a godly father. A father who leads spiritually, number one. A father who loves sacrificially. I had a preacher stand up one time and say he loves his son to death, but sometimes he wants to kill him. Some of y'all can probably relate. That don't mean you don't love your children.
Amen.
That don't mean you don't love them sacrificially.
Right.
If you're a father, you sacrifice, or you should have sacrificed something along the line for your kids. And you want a father who leaves a godly legacy. What your kid's going to say about you? Glad he's gone? Or he was a godly man. He taught me from right from wrong. Now, kids out there, I got a bunch of kids out here. I got a couple of them in the back. Again, don't think that because he's not going to make a mistake or two. Okay? So let's talk about the spiritually led father. Joshua 24:15 tells us, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's a statement that you need right off the bat. Make a decision. What are you going to do with your household? We're going to serve the Lord. And I made that little joke about Joshua a while ago. His father, if you don't know, was named Nun. N-U-N. That's why I say he's the father or the
father of none.
Father of none, yeah. Okay. But Joshua made a decision, just like you and I have to. We got to make a choice in our life. What we're going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to follow the Lord or we're not?
Come on.
What's that? Is you is or is you ain't?
That's it, bro.
I mean, that's as simple as you can put it.
A
father's greatest responsibility is not simply paying the bills or providing the material things. His greatest assignment is spiritual leadership.
Right.
And I get it. We get hung up on, I provide financially. Notice I'm using the word I. That's what we already messed up, right? I provide financially.
Amen.
I work hard. Amen. I take care of my family. First of all, you need to get the eye out of it. God allows you to do those things.
Come on.
And those things matter. But God also asks, are you praying with your children? Or over your children? You pray for them? Are you leading your home in faith? Are you modeling Christ? Remember, I know y'all remember all the sermons we do. Y'all remember one while back, being Christ-like, what that looks like? We talked about that. Imitating Christ. Amen. Not only, that's for everybody, but starts in the home. And I know in that sermon, I probably said that somewhere in there. It starts at the house.
Amen.
It starts at home. You should be modeling and imitating Christ. Children learn more from their fathers do than what fathers say. And I can vouch for that. My kids don't listen sometimes. A father who worships. A father who worships teaches worship. They see what you're doing. You know that old saying, monkey see, monkey do? Especially at a young age. Those kids are absorbing and watching everything you do.
Amen.
I can prove it to you. How many times, I want y'all to think back, if you don't have little kids, that you have a conversation with some other adults and the kids you don't think are paying attention. And then they come back later and they repeat what you said and do. Like, oh, wow.
That's right.
They're paying attention.
Amen.
So you need to make sure you're doing right. Let me tell them myself. Let me break this up a little bit. A long time ago, my oldest son, he was little, young. And I missed church that Sunday. My best friend at the time missed church that Sunday. But he was at church with his mother. Preacher said, "Where's your dad at?" He stayed out all night with his friend. He just threw me under the bus. They pay attention to what you do. What I'm getting at. They pay attention. A father who prays teaches prayer. A father who forgives teaches mercy. Think about Abraham. God called Abraham because he would lead the household after God. Genesis 18:19 says, "For I have known him in order that he may command his children and this household after him." Fathers, you set the spiritual climate for the home. The stuff I'm saying, I try to elaborate on some of it, but I can't. I mean, it's plain as, how plain can you get?
Right.
You set the climate at the house. You control what happens in your household. Men of God, pray with your family, read scripture with your children, bring your family to church, let your children see your faith. Now, if you do those things, does that necessarily mean that your children are going to do all those things all the time? Probably not. But it's grounded in them. And so if you know that, what's that saying, come full circle? And some of y'all may have some children that's not in church anymore. Well, I tell you to do is keep praying for them. Don't give up on them. Because God is not. And you are the example of God, imitating God. So be like God. Don't give up. And let your children see your faith. What do they see in you? What do they see? Your family does not need a perfect man. They need a praying man. And I said it starts at home. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ had loved the church and gave himself to her. I know not everybody's married. Not everybody's currently married or been married. Whatever the situation. Like I said, take your circumstances. Give it to God. Don't let them control you. You get a hold of them.
Amen.
Okay? That don't mean if you're not... I don't want to say set of rules. If you're not following this, or you hadn't been following this, just start doing it.
Amen.
Just start doing it.
That's right.
Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to give it to God and move forward.
Amen.
Don't dwell on your past. Don't think you're too far gone to start over.
That's right.
With God, you're not. You know what I say before? I don't care who you are, what you are, where you've been, what you did. who is with, how many times you've been to jail. It don't matter. None of that matters. What matters is what you can do about it. Man up, men,
Amen.
And give it to God.
Amen.
And take control. I'm probably getting in trouble for saying this with the mamas. But I'm going to say it anyway. Let's see here. Biblical fatherhood, the heart of God, real love sacrifices. A father sacrifices sleep for his children. All right, moms, I know what you're thinking. That y'all primarily the ones that get up in the middle of the night and do all that stuff, right? I'm a hard sleeper. I sleep through a lot of stuff. My wife tells me every day I do. Where's that fish hook? Okay. You sacrifice comfort for your family. You sacrifice personal desires for the future of those he loves. Different ball game when you got kids coming in the world. You man enough to bring them here, you better be man enough to do something with them.
Amen.
In the right way.
Amen.
God's way.
Right.
You might have to sacrifice some stuff that you had planned down the road. And that's okay. Because what you get back out of it, you can't put a price on.
That's it. Come on.
Jesus himself. Sorry, I had no thought. Jesus, he himself showed us his leadership was servanthood.
Right.
What did Jesus, when he came and walked on earth, what did he say? I didn't come to be served, I came to serve.
Amen.
It's what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Serving.
Amen.
Jesus says, serve. Now that's the ones that say, that you think might be going good. Here's the ones that are not going so good for some fathers. Remember the prodigal son? Luke chapter 15. We're not going to read the story. But the father waited with compassion for his lost son. When the son returned, the father did not reject him. He embraced him.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Your kid is your kid for your life.
Amen. That's right.
For whatever direction they may go that you might not agree with. Here's what you got to do as a father. Let me back up. Just like the prodigal son, I made mistakes. As a father, you may be thinking, I made some mistakes. I got some news for you. You probably did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I failed my children. Just all thoughts that may come in your mind. I wasn't always there. But we can thank God for grace. A loving father is willing to apologize, rebuild relationships,
Amen.
Forgive, and start again.
Amen.
Whatever your situation is with your children, fathers, I don't care what it is. Bad, good, ugly. You give it to God and you can change the course of it. He will change the course of it if you let him. Children rarely remember every gift their father bought. But they remember whether he loved them, whether he listened to them, whether he encouraged them, and if he believed in them. Psalms 145:4 tells us, one generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
Right.
Every father leaves a legacy.
Oh, yeah.
Good or bad. Yeah, the question is, what kind of legacy? You're going to leave something behind. Remember, I said, I think it was last week. Remember, I said, you know, you got a birth on the tombstone, you got a birth date, a death date, and you got that dash. Everything is important in this life, especially your decision for eternity, is in that dash. That's where it lies in. So, what kind of legacy are you going to leave? A legacy is not only money, property, or possessions. A true legacy is faith, character, wisdom, integrity, and here's the good one, the main one, obedience to God.
Amen.
What is God calling you to do, fathers? Is He asking you to pick that phone up and call that child you ain't talked to in a while? Is He telling you to keep on doing what you're doing? Whatever that may be. That obedience to God. Not only is it for relationship purposes, but it's for your relationship with Him. That relationship, that's all it's about. That's that relationship. Second Timothy 1:5 says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice. Faith can be passed down. Okay? Just like Timothy. Now let me clarify something. I'm going to put this the best way I know how. Your mama ain't going to save you. Your daddy's not going to save you, your granddaddy, your mom, your friends. That's a choice you got to make on your own. Now, all that's good stuff, that legacy that they left behind, just like Timothy, he had a good background, okay? But at the end of the day, you still got to make the choice personally. Are you going to follow God? What did Joshua say? As for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Is that the decision you're going to make and do? Is that the direction you want to go with it? God's not going to make you do anything. He's waiting on you to make that choice. Like I said, faith can be passed down. A father's words can carry power. Amen. Just think in a general setting. When the kids are misbehaving. How many times you heard mama say, I'm going to go get your daddy. Like, men, you got some authority there. That's the way it works. Brother Tommy in the back told me before he got in trouble at school and somehow his daddy knew before he got home. And he got in trouble again. Some children are still standing because their father spoke life into them. You can do it. God has a purpose for you. I'm proud of you. Simple as that sounds. Tell your children you're proud of them. Let them know that God does have a purpose for them. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. Back up to the obedience part. Are you answering the obedient call?
Come on.
That's your purpose. He has a purpose for you. Never underestimate the influence of a father. Mm-hmm. This applies to mine. Your children may not remember every sermon preached in church. Mine's at a disadvantage because their father's the preacher. I can probably ask them what I preached last week. I'm not going to put them on the spot like that. They may not remember every sermon preached in church, but they will remember how you treated people, how you handled hardship, whether you kept your word, or whether your faith was real. You know, remember that term I like to use, play in church? Number one, God sees through all that.
Oh, yeah.
But your children can see through that too.
Amen.
Yeah. Right. Don't play church. Don't play faith. Don't play church today and then live like hell the rest of the week.
Amen.
I don't know if you fathers know this or not. Fatherhood is not easy. I don't want to shock anybody. There are pressures. There's different stages in your lifetime. You might have financial stress, emotional burdens, family responsibilities, spiritual warfare. This just came. Hey, this is free. This just came to me. This can't get no fresher than this. Spiritual warfare. If you're not in a spirit, ever been or going to be, if you're not in spiritual warfare, you might want to look in the mirror and check something out. So wait a minute. Why ain't I having some spiritual warfare at different times? If you're not in spiritual warfare, you don't have a battle to fight. So maybe you need to recheck some stuff there. I'm just throwing that out there. That's free, so don't worry about it. Whew. I know what it was. I know why. They're not laughing now, Mr. Tommy, because that joke I told at the first, it's hard to beat that joke. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just joking because that was a stupid joke. But God strengthens fathers through all those emotions lists I just did, spiritual warfare. God is there to strengthen you. Don't, if you know it or not, just like the song that Jennifer sang. He's the one father that will never let you down.
Amen.
So if you don't have a father in the picture, earthly father, you got one that will be there, or that can be there.
Amen.
If you lean on him, the odds are he's going to put somebody in your life to fill that void.
Thank you, Lord.
Be watchful, stand firm in faith, act like men, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. That's Apostle Paul speaking. Right into the Corinthian church. To every tired father, God sees you. To every single father, God strengthens you. To every spiritual father mentoring others, God honors you. To every man trying again after failure, God gives grace.
Amen.
That covers every category you can be in.
Amen.
God's there. He can fix it.
Always.
God can fix it. Children, here's something to you too. Honor your fathers. Honor your father and your mother. Exodus 20:12. No father is perfect, but appreciate and encouragement can strengthen a family greatly. Wives, I wasn't going to leave y'all out today. Pray for the fathers in your home. Church, that's everybody in here. Support and encourage godly men. When fathers are spiritually strong, families become stronger.
Amen.
Even the family of God, like the song earlier that Ruth was talking about. You know, we got our families, but there's a family of God. We're covering all the families, all of them. Strengthen each other. Let's be there for each other. Lift each other up. Odds are somebody in here is struggling with something today. I don't know what that is. God does. Let's lift it up and give it to the Father. He can take care of it. And here's I'll close with a little bit of encouragement for fathers. A father may wonder if his small daily actions matter. But every prayer matters. Every conversation matters. And every example you set matters. good or bad. Remember that. That matter. Make sure it's a good matter.
Amen.
Make sure it's the gooder stuff.
Right.
A father plants seeds he may never fully see grow. But years later, a child remembers his prayers, a daughter remembers his protection, a son remembers his example, and generations are changed because of one man followed God faithfully. You don't know what impact you're going to have if you follow God. And you may not never know the full, well, let me tell you, you probably won't see the full outcome of a God, what a godly man can do. Don't come forward. Y'all can stand. We're going to pray here in a minute, and we're going to do a song of invitation. It all starts with your relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
That's where it starts at. If you need that relationship, start that relationship. Today's the day.
Amen.
To do it. The altars will be open. You're going to come up. Talk to me if you need to. I'm going to point you in the direction of God. But if you just got something, you can do it right where you're standing. If it's something you need to take care of with your kids, with your wife, with your family, your girlfriend, whatever, whoever. But today God is calling fathers too. This is what the calling for fathers is. Lead spiritually, love sacrificially, and leave a godly legacy. The greatest thing a father can leave his children is not wealth, but faith.
Amen.
And I close with third John 1:4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Amen.
Fathers, that's what we want to hear from our children. But you got to do your part.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and this few moments together to hear your word, Lord. Just be with each and every father. Give us strengths that we need to raise our kids, Lord, and be the father figure that you designed for us to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.